If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF Metallica Hero of the Day, getting everybody psyched up for the Metallica show. Sold out on the 24th, Sunday, over at the Fleet Center. Monday, still tickets available. And as I gaze to my right, joined by Metallica guitar player extraordinaire Kirk Hammett. Kirk, thanks for taking time out for WAAF.
Right on, man.
How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. You know, just waking up.
Are you really?
I'm fully awakened at 4:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah. What time did you hit it last night?
You know, I didn't really stay up that late. You know, I went to sleep about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Just chilling. I didn't go out or anything. But it's just, you know, it's just the cycle I'm on. You know, stay up all night, sleep all day. It's a typical tour cycle.
Did you watch any baseball last night?
Yeah, I caught some of the game after the show.
Red Sox and Yankees tonight.
You know, I always root for the underdog. I think Red Sox are definitely the underdogs in this situation.
That's why they have that sign that says Boston, right?
Yeah, it says Boston on the piece of paper. Yeah. Be nice. Yeah. Guys. So a lot of people don't, you know, we are doing a guitar lesson for a lucky WAAF listener. How have those been going? We heard about the guy here in town. There's a guy, you guys did a promotion with a radio station here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And one of the guys gets a chance to get a guitar lesson from Kirk. Another guy gets a chance to jam with Metallica right before they go on stage in the jam room.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy chose So What.
Yeah.
Did he play it well?
The guy who jammed with us on So What sang it, and you know he sung it pretty well.
Oh, he sang it.
But yeah. But afterwards, he said, "Oh, you know, it's better when I'm in the shower."
Thanks for the visual, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh. The guy, you know, I gave a guitar lesson to, he was pretty cool. I mean, he was really into actually learning. You know, a lot of times when I do these lessons, these people can't believe that, you know, I'm sitting across from them. But this guy had his guitar and he was actually trying to play, and he did really well. I showed him a riff from Seek and Destroy, and he was just like, "Yeah, man!" And he played it so well that they were able to like record it and play it over the air.
Awesome. Oh, cool! Yeah. Do you go in there and warm up for a second before like you start the lesson? You just like start stacking arpeggios, just like Yngwie those guys out just to intimidate them. Just like, "Hey, dude, you might think you can shred, but I'm Kirk."
Yeah. You know, it all depends. You know,
so you do.
Have you run into one of those guys that like think, you know, like in a city somewhere where the guy completely like he's a player?
Oh, yeah. This one guy was like a guitar teacher, and looking at him thinking, "Why are you here, man?" You know,
because he won a thing from a radio station.
Yeah.
That's
it wasn't actually a guitar lesson, but he was there to jam with the band.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to play one, and he said, "Yeah, man, I'm going to play a harmony part to the solo at the end."
Oh, he's writing help for you? Writing new parts of the song?
Yeah, and like I'm thinking, oh, cool, man, you know. And so we get to the part, and I forgot to tell him that I changed the solo all around. So he's playing this harmonized lead.
He's in the
lead,
wrong key.
Yeah, harmonized lead to the lead on the album. And, I totally, like, you know, changed it all around and played something different. He was, like, looking at me.
Like you screwed up.
I was deviating from the form. And, you know.
Well, he wrote that song for you guys, and you didn't play my version?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, dude, you were obviously intimidated by his massive chops.
Yeah, well. It was pretty funny afterwards. I'm like, "Bro, I forgot to tell you, man. Sorry about that." You know, the first half of the solo is like it is on the record. So at least we're together at least 50% of the time
for some of it.
Do you find guys that like are doing these guitar lesson things, or they get to jam with a band? They try to pick the longest Metallica song they can find. Like,
that's
dude,
what
I want to
do, man.
Dude, I want to do Cthulhu, man. Yeah. Can we do that?
Absolutely. You know, to live is to die. You know.
The whole thing. So what is your headspace right now in Metallica with all the media stuff that's happened? You guys have really sort of branched out, and we don't get to talk to you very much. Everybody talks to James, everybody talks to Lars, and now Robert, now with being sort of still the new guy, so to speak. Yeah. But you know, you guys got the book thing going. You've got you're completely in control of everything that you do now. I mean, what is it like to be sort of a business manager in Metallica's world? What's it like to, you're no longer just the guitar player?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've always strived to do, and I truly feel that, you know, nowadays we're actually doing, you know, what we want to do and doing it successfully, it's great that you can put product or whatever music or whatever out there and not be dictated to and just be as keep it as true to the form as you want it to be. Maintain the honesty and the integrity of it as much as you want, you know, and that's great. And that's something that not a whole lot of bands have an opportunity to do. And I'm just really thankful that we can put something out there and just dictate how it should be and, you know, just govern the quality of it and just oversee it to make sure it's exactly what we want.
How do you feel about the reaction that, I mean, the movie has gotten, and your appearance is now on Jane Pauley, and mainstreaming of Metallica. You guys are, now you're a household name. I mean, you've been a household name amongst those that knew for a long time, but now, like, you know, the soccer moms know Metallica.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What's that like?
Man. It's crazy. Yeah, I've always been really private, you know, a very private person. I like my solitude, and so, you know, that part of me kind of struggles with our profile. But then at the end of the day, you know, I want Metallica's music and I want Metallica's message to get out there. So it's something that I just deal with, you know. And these a lot of times, you know, when people come up to me, you know, they're just reacting from the movie or the music, and you know, I really don't have any right to, like, get pissed off or turn them away. So, you know, I just deal with it.
When can we expect to see the movie out on a DVD?
Probably sometime in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still getting all that together, but we're going to have a ton of extras put in. Yeah, I mean, a lot of extra footage and just all sorts of different stuff.
We were talking earlier with James about the new, you know, Live Metallica website, and that is just an awesome feature for your fans.
It's pretty cool because we don't play the same show ever nowadays, and we're always changing the set list. We always try to drag out songs that we haven't played in a long time, and no two Metallica shows are the same because of that. And so, it's a great thing that we can offer to people. And you know, if there's a Metallica fanatic who's in like, you know, Prague, and he heard that we played Dire's Eve in Chicago, he can go to that website and download that show just to get, you know, a copy of Dire's Eve Live.
It's cool on the website, too. It has, like, the 10 most requested, the most downloaded shows, like the most popular shows. Like,
right.
You know, and the website really is where you want to, you know, get right. to.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's something that we've actually been doing for a long time. I mean, back in the early 90s, we had the taper section where people could come over and bring their recorders and record the show. And what this is just an updated version of that.
And you guys are producing it yourself, which is, I mean, amazing. I mean, it costs a lot of money to mix, you know, mix every individual show. You've got that whole recording studio in the back. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it saves that whole stretching of the arm with the microphone.
Yeah, with the microphone
in the back. Because that wasn't fun.
Yeah. And all the years of taping the microphones to your back.
To get through
security. That one area where they didn't pat you down.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Well, Kirk, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us here at WAAF. You guys are playing on Sunday and Monday over at the Fleet Center. With any luck, Sunday will be Game 2 of the World Series in the American League champion Red Sox.
Yeah.
Which we're you know, sort of foreshadowing a little bit, but if we can get there, it'd be nice.
Hey, good luck, man. Good luck. Right.
Excellent. Metallica going to be playing at the Fleet Center. Keep it locked on 107.3 WAAF to grab yourself some tickets. Kirk Hammett, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Man.
Appreciate it. Have a great show.
Likewise.
Awesome, man. We'll talk to, I believe we're going to talk to Robert Trujillo in just a little bit, too. If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF.
A Yankee suck?
Yankees suck, man.
Yankees suck.